The world's first permanent war crimes court came into existence today. The U.S. is not participating. In fact, Washington has registered the depth of its opposition to the tribunal by vetoing an extension of the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Bosnia. Negotiators have 3 days to broker a compromise. Otherwise, the mission will be forced to shut down on Thursday. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says the dispute reflects fundamental and growing differences between the U.S. and the rest of the world over international law.
What a novel way of celebrating American independence, threatening to close down one of the world's few successful peacekeeping operations. Because the Bush administration objects to the reach of the new International Criminal Court, it has vetoed the continuation of the 1,500-member United Nations police training mission in Bosnia, which includes 34 Americans. That leaves to an uncertain fate the 18,000-strong NATO peacekeeping force in Bosnia with some 3,700 Americans. Other UN peacekeeping missions, like the one in East Timor, are threatened with extinction as their mandates come up for renewal. Why make peacekeeping an endangered species? Because the Bush administration fears that the International Criminal Court, designed to prosecute war crimes and human rights abuses, may latch onto an American soldier. None of the other 138 countries that signed the 1998 Rome Treaty seems to fear for its own nationals. And the treaty was several times amended to overcome American misgivings. For example, providing for action in national courts first and narrowing the definition of war crime to being part of a government plan or policy. But the Bush administration, like the Clinton administration before it, remained unsatisfied, although President Clinton did sign the Rome Treaty. The idea of an American in the dock before a panel of foreigners is clearly unpalatable to an American politician. Republican-sponsored legislation moving through Congress would authorize the use of any means necessary, including force, to rescue Americans from criminal court detention. On Capitol Hill, that is jocularly referred to as the Hague Invasion Act. Such unilateralism may sound like politics as usual, but one would have thought that September 11th and President Bush's constant emphasis on the need for friends and allies in the war against terrorism would have moderated the administration's tendency to walk away from international commitments. Apparently not. America confronts most of the rest of the world over a permanent war crimes court, and unless there is another reprieve, United Nations peacekeeping in Bosnia goes down the drain on our Independence Day. This is Daniel Shore.